A United Nations investigation has found that Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince would have known about the operation to kill journalist Jamal Khashoggi in a Saudi diplomatic mission in Turkey. And the chief investigator says the evidence her team has uncovered should lead to further investigation by an international inquiry, as Victoria Pengilly reports.
Jamal Khashoggi entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in October last year to get some papers he needed for his marriage. He was never seen again. A United Nations investigation has now concluded he was the victim of a deliberate, premeditated execution by the Saudi state. The UN Special Rapporteur Agnes Callamard wrote the report.
I wish to insist that the execution of Mr. Khashoggi raised a range of international legal issues. Violations of international law were multiple, from the commission of the crime to its investigation.
The report alleges that the murder was planned at the highest levels of the Saudi government, suggesting even the country's leader, Prince Mohammed bin Salman, played a role. The UN report has revealed even more grim details about Mr. Khashoggi's death, detailing his increasing concerns he'd be murdered, and even his last words. It also explains how officials at the Saudi consulate planned and carried out the murder, from the initial struggle to the sound of the body being dismembered. 3 days before Khashoggi entered the consulate, he told the BBC that a wave of recent arrests of activists made him fearful of returning to Saudi Arabia.
People now question why so-and-so got arrested. Recently, a Saudi columnist, an economist, who was close to the royal court, got arrested. And that scared many people, because here we are talking about somebody who's close to the government.
Right.
I mean, the people who are arrested are not even being dissidents.
Right.
They
right.
just have an independent mind.
Right.
Until now, I don't call myself an opposition. Right. I always say I am just a writer. I want a free environment to write and speak my mind.
At the time of the murder, there was widespread condemnation from the international community. But one world leader was hesitant to point the finger, US President Donald Trump. This new report has now put pressure back on the US to take a stand against the Saudis. Greg Miller is a national security correspondent with the Washington Post. He says the Saudi kingdom's Western allies cannot just ignore the murder and carry on with business as usual.
The details that we are learning about publicly in this UN report have been available for many months now to senior US officials in the government. To the president, who notoriously was dismissive of the intelligence laid out before him, saying of the crown prince, maybe he did, maybe he didn't kill Khashoggi.
At the moment, 11 people are on trial in Riyadh over the killing, and the Saudi government maintains the suspects were acting outside authority. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister has been swift to respond, stating on Twitter that the report is full of contradictions and unfounded allegations. Rima Daffa, the president of the Saudi-American Public Relations Affairs Committee, a pro-Saudi government advocacy group.
Those are all rogue people who have been working, unfortunately, in a specific sector within the government. But going up the scale to a state level, that could not be further from the truth.
The report comes at a time when President Trump is trying to circumvent Congress by selling $8 billion worth of weapons to the kingdom. His critics are citing human rights abuses in Saudi Arabia, including the war in Yemen and the death of Khashoggi.
Victoria Pengilly reporting.